Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to this first broadcast of the summer of 2021 of Money and Other Things Financial. Hope you had a good 2 weeks since we last met and with the last broadcast of the spring. And I want to welcome you to the show and let you know that we're heading for another heat wave, it looks like. Right now, the temperature at airtime in Boston is 81 degrees. And as I see the forecast, we're going to have a three-day of 90-degree-plus weather. And I understand the other parts of the country are getting even hotter weather. We had some in the southwest, and now I think in the center of the country is going to get some hot weather based on the forecast. So I want to give you the call-in number and let you know that the chat room is open. Nobody's in there as usual because it's such a late hour. But if you want to call in, the number is 914-803-4379. 4379, and if you do call in, give me your first name and which city and state you're calling from, and if perchance you're outside the country, what city and country you're calling from. Well, got a lot to talk about. As usual, the coronavirus is still with us. It seems to have ebbs and flows, so I'm going to give you those statistics in a minute, and then I'll be playing a clip from the first rally that Trump has had since the election and the installation of what many of us feel is an illegitimate president on January the 20th. And he had a rally in Ohio, so we'll be playing some of that for you. But right now, let me give you the coronavirus pandemic statistics, and if you want to go and check them out for yourself, I'm going to give you that website. It's www.worldometers.info/coronavirus. worldometers.info/coronavirus. We've been watching these statistics, and I've said many times, and I believe firmly that the numbers that we're getting are very suspect from our government. It's a shame we have to think that way, but that's the way I feel, and many others, I believe, agree with me. And if you don't, call in and let me hear what you think. Maybe you feel that all these figures that we're getting is the gospel truth. Anyway, here are the latest on the coronavirus pandemic. The total global infected figures are 181,812,701. Active cases, 11,573,117. With the coronavirus now being administered to quite a lot of people, that may be why the active cases are going down continually. Last 2 weeks ago, they were at 12 million. Now they're at 11 million. The number of deaths worldwide is 3,937,758. Let's say 4 million deaths worldwide. And 2 weeks ago was 3,400,000. Recovered, 166,301,826. And 2 weeks ago, that was at 160,700,000. So a lot of people do recover. So if you get the virus, it doesn't mean you're doomed. So have some faith and pray for your recovery, and I'm sure you will be okay. In the USA, the number of infected is 34,494,286 compared to 34,320,000 2 weeks ago, so about 170,000 more. That seems to be going down on the 2 week variation. The active cases in the U.S., almost 5 million, and the number of deaths, 619,434, and that's up from 615,057, or about another 4,000 deaths, or 2,000 a week if you average it out. Even one death is too many, but the numbers seem to be, if you can call it improving, but less horrendous. The number recovered in the U.S. is at 28,927,337. There are still 28 countries that have gone over the 1 million infected number, and that amount hasn't changed much in several weeks. The next country expected to go over would be the country of Pakistan, which is at 954,000 infected cases. So top three countries, of course, are USA. This is with the number of cases. USA, 34 million. India, 30 million. Brazil, 18 million. Those are by far the top three. So the pandemic has caused a lot of hardship and heartache throughout the world, and I wonder how much of it is due to the way we're living and whether we are reaping the pain and suffering of some of our practices, our living practices. So you can call in and discuss that. I have a religious aspect to my thinking, and I believe we have a creator, and he's watching over everything, but nothing happens without him certainly knowing about it. And I would recommend that we get our act together and start getting back to our traditional values. Not that we ever had them to the extent of perfection, but at least we had a feature in our United States documents of trying to form a more perfect union, to make our country more perfect, But as I see it, it's going in the opposite direction, especially when we see the two evils of abortion and promulgation of same-sex combinations. I refuse to call them marriages. So those two things need to be addressed, and many don't want to talk about them. They just want to do what everyone else seems to be doing and sort of not rock the boat. But we need to repent, basically, in my view. And if we don't do that, we may have more hardship down the road. All right, let's see. There's also a report that I'm reading that says that this, well, there are some claims being made about fake injections. That is, people that, for one reason or another, do not actually receive the coronavirus vaccination, regardless of which one it is. They just have, make it look like the needle is being injected, but in fact, it is not. There is either nothing, no vaccine in the needle or in the injecting instrument, or that they inject it so that it doesn't actually go into the person's body. So this needs to be investigated also. And what's the reasons behind it? Is it nefarious that they want to, they have certain objectives in mind about people? We hear about the globalist interest in global population figures, as that they believe that we have too many people in the world, and some appear to be advocating a decline in population. So we hate to think that this could actually be a policy of certain people, but when we look at our history as a world history, and we see the horrors that have happened, nothing really should surprise us. All right, well, again, I want to give you the call-in number, and let me see if there's anyone in the chat room. I need to check it every now and then because I can't see it when I'm on a different page here. But the chat room is still empty, but the call-in number is 914-803-4379. So call in and let me hear your thoughts about the pandemic. I've been doing this for well over a year and a half now, and maybe longer. And where did it originate? My own view is, it seems the evidence seems to be pointing to the Wuhan virology laboratory, and not the and it didn't happen from natural means, but it was produced in the laboratory, and it was either released through an accident or intentionally. And we would hate to see that it was intentional, because this would result in many demands from the violating country to restore the damages that were done throughout the world. So we'll see how that plays out. So anyway, right now I wanted to give you a little break from the seriousness of the pandemic and show you an event that took place in Wellington, Ohio on last night. And it was the first Trump rally since the election or the installation of Joe Biden to the presidency on January the 20th. So he had a crowd there in Ohio in the thousands, and I believe 10 to 15,000 of the figures that I'm hearing. So we don't know exactly, but you can go online and see the videos and the photos and make your own judgment. But it was a big crowd, certainly a bigger crowd than I ever see Biden get when he, even now as president, when he goes around to a few of his events. So let's play some of this. It's on Saturday night, last night, in Wellington, Ohio. Jim Jordan gave a speech prior to it. And, of course, he's a congressman from Ohio, so you would expect him to be there. So here we go, President Trump on his first rally since the election or the installation of Joe Biden.
President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump!
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me. And I gladly stand up next to you when it gets hurt still today. But there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
He's just approaching the podium now, and he's tossing out some of the MAGA hats. So we'll be hearing him in a minute. I might have to advance the tape if this preliminary introduction takes much longer. Here we go.
Are being gutted. Illegal aliens are overrunning their borders. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. Our poor borders, they were so perfect, they were so good. Drug cartels and human traffickers are back in business like they've never been before. They're doing numbers that they've never even thought possible. And just a few short months ago, drugs were way down, human trafficking was way down, it was all way down. It was all they had to do is go away for a little while, it was beautiful. But the schools, when you take a look at schools, and you look at all of the things that happened, left-wing indoctrination camps, critical race theory is being forced on our military, gas prices are spiking, inflation is skyrocketing, and China, Russia, and Iran are humiliating our country. Joe Biden is destroying our nation right before our very own eyes. The number one priority for everyone who wants to save America is to pour every single ounce of energy you have into winning a gigantic victory in the midterms and in 2024. Together, we will send Joe Biden and the fake news media. There's a lot of people back there. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Do you miss me? They miss me. They miss me. I know. They look at their bad ratings and they're saying, we miss this guy. I said it was going to happen. I was waiting for them to endorse me, actually. I know that was a big step, but they're going down the tubes. Their numbers are very bad. But together, we will send Biden and the media and all of the people that are so bad to our country, big tech tyrants, a message they cannot ever censor, cancel, or ignore. We will take back the House, we will take back the Senate, and we will take back America, and we will do it soon. There is no more dire threat today than the crisis on our southern border, other than perhaps our elections. That's a dire threat, too. That's probably the biggest threat of all, isn't it, huh? What happened in the election, it's a disgrace. But we'll be talking about that, unless you'd rather not have me talk about it. Would you rather talk about it? I had a bit. Immediately upon taking office, Joe Biden deliberately and systematically through his people, because I don't think he did it, dismantled America's border defenses, and incited a flood of illegal migrants like this country has never seen. They violated our laws from every single corner of the globe they were invited in. And we can't do that. We can't afford it. We can't have it. We can't have people coming out of prisons. We have no idea who they are. Illegal border crossings are now up 976% since just a short few months ago. When I left office, we gave the new administration the most secure southern border our country had ever seen, by far. We ended the ridiculous catch and release. You know what that is. You catch them and you release them into our country, a brilliant policy. And they're back at that now. We ended asylum fraud. We built almost 500 miles of very beautiful, very successful wall that was working. And it would have been, oh, thank you. That's a friend of mine. He's a conductor. What a beautiful sound. By the way, I have to say, just driving over here, it was a 30-minute drive from the airport. The farms, the houses, the lawns are all beautiful. It looks like you cut your lawns every day. You have no crime. You have no murders. You have no muggings. I said to a couple of the law enforcement people, who are phenomenal, by the way, I said, what are the crime stats here? Let me guess. There's not a lot of it. He said, sir, there isn't. But every lawn was so beautiful. Every farm was perfect. The barns were painted. The place is gorgeous. And thank you for letting us win on November 3rd, the great state of Ohio, in a record number. We won a lot of places that people haven't figured out yet, but actually most of them have. We empowered ICE to do their jobs. We worked to cancel down on sanctuary cities. We did a number on sanctuary cities. We want to cancel sanctuary cities. Sanctuary cities take care of many, many criminals. They're very dangerous places. Even in California, they really want sanctuary cities out, but for some reason, the politicians don't. Didn't they send out 38 million ballots in California? I wonder what the real vote in California would be. And we crushed the very vicious thugs known as MS-13 under my administration. When an illegal alien trespassed across our borders, we caught them, we detained them, and we rapidly threw them the hell out of our country, and we did it by the thousands.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I had to take a little break there because of the time factor, but the speech runs for about 2 hours, so you can go to the internet and do a search for it and listen to the whole complete speech. Right now I just want to give you a few other points. I might get back to the speech if time permits, but I did want to say that the Trump next rally will be on the eve of July the 4th, Independence Day. That would be this coming Saturday night, July 3rd. In Sarasota, Florida. Florida is another state that the president won, along with Ohio. Those were two big red states. And he is going to Florida. He'll be, I'm sure, connecting with Governor DeSantis there, who has been a big Trump advocate. So, also some bad news for Rudy Giuliani that the state of New York, why does the bad news always come from some of these blue states? The state of New York has suspended Rudy Giuliani's law license. I think that will be corrected, as I don't think he is deserving of any punishment with regard to what he did during the campaign. But we'll see how I'll report back to you any developments on that. I did want to say, too, that the power in Florida and the building collapse, they have now upped the death count to 9. There is still about 150 missing. Okay, I want to give you some figures on the Dow. It closed at 34,423.28. That was down from 2 weeks ago. The NASDAQ is 14,360.23. That was up, and the S&P was up at 4,280.70. Gold closed at 1,781.50. That was down from 2 weeks ago, and silver was down $26.10. So gold is in a little bit of a slump, and we'll see how it changes as we get more information on inflation and other factors in the upcoming week. And our next show will be on Blog Talk Radio on July the 11th, 2021. So that, I was going to play a clip about Netanyahu about his new, that he has been, he is out as the Prime Minister, but I don't have time for that. But I want to thank you all for fighting the good fight and keep using your 3 V's. And we'll see you on July the 11th. So God bless you all, and God bless America. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Bostonian, host of the Money Show, with the non-live portion of the show. This is 15 minutes of yours truly talking, and there was no call-ins at this time. If you do want to, if you have some call points you want to make, you'll have to wait till the next broadcast on July 11th, 2021. So I just want to read something to you right now about that I thought was important. I believe I had read it on a previous show back in 2019 when Dr. Scott Lively first published this on his WorldNet Daily post, which he does every Tuesday. I'd invite you to go in on there as well as on his website and read some of his articles. He is excellent in his analysis of what's happening, and of course he's a pastor and an attorney and very knowledgeable, and you can learn a lot by listening and reading about reading his articles, both on WorldNet Daily, which is www.wnd.org, or .com, I should say, WND, which is WorldNetDaily.com, or it's ScottLively.net. This one's entitled, Yes, Thou Shalt Discriminate. And I think this is so important to what's been happening to our population. He says, one of the prominent indicators of our decline as a nation is the dramatic loss of critical thinking skills in our population. This is me talking, when I go around my community and I see what the people are interested in, mostly just, especially the younger crowd under 30, because possibly you can't blame them, we were probably all like that at that age, but still, when they see what's going on in the country, it should snap them out of their failure to smell the coffee and wake up. But anyway, he says the decline of the nation is the dramatic loss of critical thinking skills in our population. This is not accidental, of course, but it's a goal of the Marxist strategies, who have been working relentlessly to dismantle Judeo-Christian civilization for nearly two centuries. Not two decades, but two centuries. America is emerging snowflake generation is evidence of their success in pursuing that goal through their control of our public schools and the entertainment, news, and social media. That generation is a ticking time bomb of irrationality and gullibility that might just finish us off as a nation when these mindless social justice fanatics come of age. Hopefully their influence is in the coming presidential election. Because this would be before the election when he wrote this. He was hoping it would be minimal. And I'm not sure how what the results were of this snowflake generation in the final count. However, the more pressing threat at the moment is their parents and grandparents, the people currently in charge of everything, whose minds have also been damaged by humanist mind games. These are the people who can't discriminate between objective truth and subjective belief because of the deliberate, systematic corruption of the English language. Take the word discriminate, for example. To discriminate is simply to choose between options. It's an extremely simple concept that even toddlers can grasp. So how is it that discrimination has come to mean malicious bigotry in the common vernacular? How can a word that is so fundamental to rational decision-making and to teaching others about rational decision-making, a word that really doesn't have a precise one-word synonym to replace it, be transferred into a tool of social justice indoctrination with no meaningful pushback from the vast majority of English speakers. Worse, how has discriminator become a deadly slur that even many Christians will go to great lengths to avoid being labeled with? And how many, ladies and gentlemen, are they afraid to be called anything negative, be called a racist, even when they know they're not racist? They're afraid to be given that label, even to the point of endorsing things God has harshly condemned and history has proved are highly destructive to public health and social order. Some might argue that discrimination has just become our common rhetorical shorthand for irrational discrimination, that everyone still knows how to choose right from wrong, even though the word discrimination is redefined. But is that really true? In the beginning of the process of its transformation, when discrimination was shorthand for racial discrimination, that might have been a valid argument. Questions of the legitimacy of redefining an essential word for social engineering purposes aside, because discriminating against people on the basis of skin color is irrational. Skin color is not just an immutable trait, it is morally, spiritually, and behaviorally neutral. But once discrimination was legally broadened to encompass sexual orientation, the calculus changed, because as General Colin Powell once succinctly observed, skin color is a benign, non-behavioral characteristic. Sexual orientation is perhaps the most profound of all behavioral characteristics. Comparison of the two is convenient but invalid argument. Colin Powell in My American Journey, 1995, page 533. So why does nearly the entire English-speaking world submit to the indignity of defining their own inalienable right and duty to discriminate against sexual perversion for the sake of their own children and civilization itself as malicious bigotry by using the word discrimination as if it still means irrational discrimination? Why is this glaring disconnect not even a matter of public discussion? Why? Because, for one thing, the word discrimination is the only one of many words that have been hijacked and redefined by the Marxists. They are the masters of the euphemism and of establishing ostensible meanings for words and phrases in the public mind that actually have no clear written definition. The ambiguity of language, combined with control of the most influential sources of public information, allows them to steer public opinion through emotional and psychological manipulation without having to defend themselves against arguments rooted in logic-based objectivity. So I would encourage you to go to WorldNet Daily or to Scott Lively's website and read his entire article on the right. He says, yes, thou shalt discriminate. And we have to be confident that we know that we are not in any way violating good principles by speaking out, even if some people don't like what they're hearing. The truth sometimes can be painful. Well, anyway, I'm going to go back to the Trump rally and play a little bit more before I close out the show. So let's see what the president is saying. Here we go.
And once we got the word out, people didn't come. It wasn't really that big a deal. People just didn't come. Once he came in, he said, we want everybody to come in. Oh, that was a disaster. You have, by the way, not the numbers they report. Remember, they're fake news. You have millions of people coming into this country. You have millions of people coming into our country. We have no idea who they are. Joe Biden is doing the exact opposite, as we did. His policy is to make illegal immigration as easy as possible, instituting catch and release, ripping apart our asylum agreements, ordering a stop and... Did you see this? A stop order. Any contractors here? Do you ever get a stop order? We had the biggest stop order the world has ever seen. We stopped finishing the wall. We stopped working on the wall. Now they want to finish the wall, and the contractors are saying, how much are you going to pay us? They have to start all over again. I want to just congratulate those contractors. They're going to make a fortune. They crippled ICE and the Border Patrol. I'll tell you what, Border Patrol... These are incredible people. ICE, they're incredible people. I wouldn't want the job. I wouldn't want it. Most of the people, you have some very tough people in this audience. I can't see anybody that would do that job very well, let me just say. It's a rough job. They run into a pack. They call it a pack. They run into a pack of MS-13, and they start swinging, and they start swinging hard. And in the end, they win. They're tough, they're smart, and you know what? They love our country, and somebody has to do that work. For the last 3 months, more than anything that you've ever seen, the illegal alien minors have arrived at our border. These are, in many cases, just wonderful kids. And they are coming in at levels that we've never seen, and then they're sent around all over this country. All over the country, they're sent. And right now, I just heard for the first time, who would even think it, but I heard for the first time, they're on suicide watch. So many of these young kids, they're on suicide watch.
Yeah, that's horrendous, what's happening to the young kids in these terrible times. Well, we're coming to, again, the end of the non-live portion of the end of the show. So I did want to again remind you that the next broadcast will be on June 27, 2021. So we'll hope to see you all then. But stay safe. Keep using your 3 Vs. Your 3 Vs, your voice, your valuables, and your vote. Help others. Be a good Christian servant doing God's will. And everything will come out okay. Have faith. And we'll see where we go from here. We may have some trouble this summer. And not only with the weather, but it may be hot in other areas. And so we have to strengthen ourselves by prayer and action. And everything will be fine. So I'm going to close out the show with a patriotic song that is appropriate for the 4th of July holiday. And by the way, this will be the birthday of the country. The country is now, this 4th of July will be 245 years old, from 1776 to 2021, July 4th. Independence Day. Have a happy Independence Day, and God bless you all, and God bless America. Good night, everyone.